the church and a human being is the state of what is good and true. That's kind of how I think about it. But what's interesting about this this story even is that you have what appears to be the destruction of the church. And but you're talking about a level of mind that exists in us all. So there's nothing in this story that doesn't exist within us. And as I will actually, some of the material that gets sent out over the next period will cover a lot of this off. But the idea is that we can tend to overly identify with particular characters. You know, so what I've heard over all the groups is this, there's a strong identification with Levi and Simeon, because you're put in front of your proprium. But you know, Hamor and Shechem is in you as well. And so, you know, it's all there. What is really interesting from a work perspective is what is it that we identify with in the text? You know, what does that say? And is it balanced? This is the thing. So, you know, there might be, you know, you might be thrown into your proprium and thinking, you know, and then you reflect on it and the thought might be, I've been in the process of destroying the church in me. Well, in actual fact, you know, that church which is represented by that level of life in which Simeon and Levi exist has to undergo a vastation. And this is the process by which that vastation is carried out. All that is good and true has to be removed. So what does that mean in terms of our process? There are things that we hold on to which have a that look from the outside, look spiritual, but aren't. It's really the love of self and the love of the world that's at work. But the Lord can use it as immediate good, you know. So he uses our selfishness, because that's all he's got to work with, to draw us. But there comes a point where what has served can no longer serve. So we have to be extracted from it. Our sense of self has to be extracted. And this is the pain and the suffering, is that, you know, we're being extracted from things that we love and have loved, and being brought into a new relationship with them. But we're also being tested in terms of our identity, particularly when it's our historical faith that's really being worked with, you know, because there's a lot of investment in it. What we didn't see before is that a lot of that investment is self-based. And those things need to be reconstituted so that they serve what is higher and don't dominate it. And so that whole process is the church being worked out within us on many different levels.